Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Message 12. Tuesday, related verses. Revelation 21, verses 12 to 27. It had a great and high wall, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names inscribed, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. On the east, 3 gates, and on the north, 3 gates, and on the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who spoke with me had a golden reed, as a measure that he might measure the city and its gates and its wall. And the city lies square, and its length is as great as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed to a length of 12,000 stadia. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured its wall 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. And the building work of its wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, chalcedony, the fourth, emerald, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, chrysoprase, the 11th, jacinth, the 12th, amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was respectively of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon, that they should shine in it, for the glory of God illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. And the nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory into it. And its gates shall by no means be shut by day, for there will be no night there. And they will bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. And anything common, and he who makes an abomination and a lie shall by no means enter into it, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.